Hello, and welcome to another edition of the LinuxQuestions.org podcast. As you can probably tell from the beginning of the podcast, we are still looking for some intro music, so if anyone out there can help out with something, preferably that not only fits the show, but was actually done in Linux, that would be great. Did plan on having this podcast out a little bit earlier. I am still having some problems with Audacity that are a bit... bit mind-boggling, and been trying to work through them. It's something to do with the new port audio. I'm trying to get Audacity to work with ALSA so I can do some other things. You're somewhat limited by the OSS implementation, and they just aren't working out right now. So this is another podcast that is recorded using the OSS emulation layer. And while the sound isn't a problem, it should still sound fine. There's just some other limitations that we're trying to work around. Somewhat related to that, due to the unfortunate announcement the Linux Show made that they will be ending the show for a little while, I do plan on having a LinuxQuestions.org show that will be basically a podcast that is recorded with Skype, and there's going to be a couple of the moderators to start out, probably about four of us. I know Finnegan has signed on, and I think MC9 has signed on, and some other people are also have expressed some interest. So you will be seeing a LQ show from us, and I worked on that with Dave today for probably well over an hour, probably two, trying to get Skype to properly record both sides of a conversation and sound good and everything, trying to get everything to line up right, and just having many more problems than I thought we would. So if there's anyone out there that is recording their Skype calls, I'd be interested to, you know, drop me a line and let me know, if you could, how you guys doing it, what are you using, you know, what operating system, what programs. We finally did get it working on both ends, unfortunately not using a setup that I would prefer. So, you know, I'm interested to see, what are you guys using? On to other news, I upgraded the kernel on my desktop yesterday actually, to the new latest Fedora Core 3 kernel, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that my iPod now works without me having to patch the kernel. It seems that they finally, you know, after probably almost a year since Fedora came out, that the iPod had a problem. I think it worked in Fedora Core 1, but that was it. They finally did fix that, and you can plug your iPod in and mount it, and away you go. So no more need for me to roll a patch and have you install an alternative kernel, which is you know, quite a bit more ideal than how it was before. Some of the Linux news of the week, as I'm sure you heard, while not, I guess, directly Linux related, IBM has chosen to sell its PC division to a Chinese company, Levanto, I believe. You know, and I was quite disappointed in that. While I can completely understand them wanting to get out of the commodity PC business, where there's pretty much no differentiators and very, very, very little margin, the IBM ThinkPad was the only laptop that I've used for many years now. I've owned at least four or five of them in recent years, and they're pretty much all I recommend to others. You know, once you use one, it's hard to really go to anything else, and every time I go to buy a laptop, it's never even a decision of which brand do I buy, it's more a decision of which ThinkPad do I buy. And to see that potentially go away, I've not handled someone else's laptop of a different brand that I've liked in years. So I guess I'm glad that I did just recently pick up a T42, so that should hopefully last me for a little while. But unless someone else really, really steps up to the plate, looks like my next laptop might have to be a PowerBook, which will be a bit interesting. It's something new for me. And, you know, the new Apples do look great, but it'll kind of be sad. The Linux on the ThinkPad really was a force to be reckoned with, and I would have really liked to see him keep that and maybe even offer a Linux one. Also this week, Dell told Red Hat that they need to lower their prices on the Red Hat Enterprise Linux, or RHEL line, and that's something really that I have to agree with. On the upper end, like in the AES product line, where it's expensive, but you really do get what you pay for, and that's for people running Oracle enterprises and, you know, 1,000 plus employee shops, and they want a certain level of service, and they will gladly pay for that level of service. Where I think RHEL falls just a little bit short is on the low end, the small office, maybe even home office, where pretty much their cheapest server, which is Red Hat ES, comes in at about $349, which if you're a small office and you say have only three servers, you're still talking, you know, about $1,050 a year for your OS, which really is a little bit high. According to Dell, the price is so high that that was one of the main reasons that they signed that recent deal with Novell to offer the SUSE Enterprise product. And I know Dell is a little bit more price conscious than most companies, but I do have to agree with them here. And this is actually something that I have contacted Red Hat about, and you know, I think they're going to potentially stick to their guns on this one. It'll be interesting to see what they do. You know, they're going after a certain market, and they're where I think they want to be right now. So it'll be interesting to see whether, you know, they let the market pressure change their pricing plan, or if they say, you know, we think this is what it's worth, and we're going to continue to charge that. I am happy to announce that LinuxQuestions.org will be a sponsor of the upcoming Scale 3. Scale 3 is the third annual Southern California Linux Expo, and this is one expo that I'm not quite as familiar with as one, say, like Linux World, so I'm going to go ahead and read a small blurb from the site. The USC and UCLA and Simi Conejo Linux user groups are proud to present Scale 3, the third annual Southern California Linux Expo. To be held in February 2005, the Southern California Linux Expo will bring together Linux and open source software companies, developers, and users. This event will provide new insight in the growing technological Linux community and where it's headed. This operating system created by a grassroots effort has grown robust enough to be embraced by companies such as Sun and IBM. The Southern California Linux Expo will contain a blend of business leaders and technical experts that are required to truly understand where Linux is at and where it will be in 10 years. The conference is going to be held in the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 12th to 13th. Unfortunately, that means that I personally will likely not be able to attend. That is really, really cutting it close to Linux World, which will be held in Boston on February 14th. So the odds of me being able to fly, you know, from where I live in New York out to LA on the 12th and 13th, and then to Boston on the 14th, both from a time perspective and a money perspective, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, which is a shame because it really does sound like a fantastic show. I am going to see if I can get someone from Linux Questions to attend and report back on that, and so stay tuned for that one. That's about all I have for you now, but with the upcoming hardware podcast from Finnegan and the upcoming LQ show from all of us, stay tuned, and thanks for listening.